How we doing? So, you know, yesterday I hadn't seen the quarterbacks for various reasons, mostly because we gave them the day off and brought them back in today at noon. So Brock Osweiler will be the starting quarterback for us on Saturday. And like I said yesterday, I thought Brock did some really good things on Sunday with his teammates and, you know, almost brought us all the way back. So I thought that he did a nice job, and we have a lot of confidence in him that he's going to go out there and play well on Saturday, and we're moving forward, getting ready for the Raiders. Raiders are a very difficult team, very physical on offense, very, very athletic, and a team on defense that puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback, does a nice job last three games of stopping the run, held teams under 100 yards. Special teams are excellent. So it's a big challenge for us, and we really need to have a good week of practice here to be ready to go.
Bill, where does Tom stand in the concussion protocol?
Yeah.
And do you know who your – I know it's early, but do you know who your backup will be?
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on when he might clear, but, yes, he is in the concussion protocol. You know, if he were to clear, then he would be the backup quarterback. If not, it'll be Brandon Weeden.
And what did you think Osweiler was able to do the 2 weeks he was benched, and obviously come back last week, in terms of seeing things differently,
yeah,
learning, maybe, you know, whether processing things differently, anything like that?
Yeah, good. I think it's probably a great question for him, Brian. Not to try to tell you how to do your job, but I think that when you do become the backup, you're able to observe a lot more. You're able to observe and practice in the games, in the meetings, and I think that. You know, it helped him. He was able to go out there against Tennessee. You know, I think he played. He played freely. He let it rip. You know, we spread the ball around. Not saying we won the game. I know it wasn't a great game, but it was a pretty good second half as far as moving the football. And so I'm sure that in some ways, you know, it's painful to go through that, but in some ways, the backup position may have helped him.
Bill, can you revisit the Oakland game and how Brock played and the laser that was shining in his face most of the game?
Yeah, no, first of all, he played a good game against them. You know, we just really watched that tape last night. You know, you watch all the games, you know, when you're getting ready for a playoff opponent. But in that game, I thought Brock did a nice job of getting us into the right play, got into a good rhythm. Guys ran good routes for him. He delivered the ball accurately. Threw it to the tight ends, the receivers, the backs. Everybody was involved in the passing game and did a good job. You know, as far as the laser, you'd have to ask him. I mean, I would tell you that I'm not sure how he did that. That's hard to overcome, that being pointed at you, you know. But obviously he did it, and I thought he played a good game for us.
Vince just said he may retire. If he retires, what has he meant to the game?
Wow. He hasn't spoken to me about that. You know, look, it just kind of caught me off guard there, John. Vince has been a guy that I've had tremendous respect for from the time I met him in New England. You know, I think about two things with Vince. I think about his off the field, his family, his wife and kids, and all the things that he does for the community in Boston and in New England, and then obviously here in Houston. And then I think about Vince on the field. To play that position for that many years, if he does decide to go that route, you know, to play nose tackle in this game at such a high level for that many years, it's incredible. You know, those positions, there is physical, violent contact on every play. You know, it's not like in some, you know, playing farther away from the ball. I mean, you're right over the ball. And to be in that position, get double teamed quite a bit, you know, it's just, and to have the productive career that he's had, it's a testament to him. It's a testament to his toughness. He's a good teammate, been a good leader here. And I know this about Vince. He wants to play really well in the playoffs.
If you're going against a rookie quarterback, which people out there nationally are saying you will be, how hard is it to go against somebody you have so little tape on?
Yeah, it's difficult, John. I think that when you don't have a lot of tape, sometimes you got to go back and maybe watch just to get a skill set evaluation. Maybe go back and refresh your memory with them in the draft as it relates to Connor Cook. You know, obviously we're a little bit more familiar with Matt McGloin, having coached him. But you know, he's a much different player than when we coached him at Penn State. But as far as Cook goes, you know, you don't have a lot of tape on him, but the one thing you got to remember about the Raiders on offense is they have, you know, just an abundance of talent around him, you know, with Amari Cooper and Crabtree and Latavius Murray in the backfield, along with the other guys they have in the backfield, Richards and Washington. I mean, these guys, they've got a lot of talent, a huge offensive line that's very physical, good receiving tight ends. So, and Walford and Rivera. So it's going to be a big challenge for our defense.
Bill, yesterday you mentioned that you gave the guys off yesterday in preparation for the playoff game, and you had learned maybe that last year. But as a coaching staff, in terms of preparation, what can you take away from last year's playoff game that you guys theoretically could do better, or did it just spiral out of hands the second they returned that kickoff?
Yeah, on the schedule for this week, one of the reasons for that is so that we as coaches can be better prepared at the beginning of the week for the players. You know, it gave us all day yesterday and all night, really, and half of the morning, you know, to really be able to present very good information to these guys instead of kind of always feeling like you're behind. That's one reason. The other reason is to try to get these guys some rest. When we go out there today, it'll be what we would call a jog through, you know, and I think tomorrow will be a more of an active practice. You know, we've been playing football for a long time now. So as far as last year's game, Brian, you know, look, I really would rather not talk too much about last year's game. But, you know, the big thing was turnovers, you know, and it's nobody's fault. But if you turn the ball over like that, it doesn't matter if it's regular season, playoffs, doesn't matter. You're not going to win many games. And so I think ball security in the playoffs, along with many other factors, but ball security is one of the most important factors.
Coach, Vince said that he's glad. He says this team's a gritty team, and he's glad that you had to fight so hard in so many games this season. He says that's going to help when it gets down to it in the playoffs. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no one would know better than him. You know, no one would know better than him. He's been in AFC Championship games. He's been in Super Bowls. He knows what it takes. You know, I think that the one thing I've always been proud of this team and this coaching staff is the resiliency, the fact that they, you know, they fight tooth and nail for every inch. And I think that it isn't always pretty, like I've said, but at the end of the day, we're in the playoffs, and every team in the playoffs starts with a clean slate. And so I think that the fact that we have shown resiliency, the fact that we have shown the ability to win close games in the fourth quarter, you know, hopefully that'll help us down the road here.
Tough assignment for the offensive line with Khalil Mack and also Urban. Just your thoughts on both of those guys individually and kind of the challenge your offensive line faces.
Yeah, very tough assignment, Aaron. I would tell you that you know the speed and explosiveness off the edge is difficult to deal with. You know, these guys they do a very good job of understanding snap counts, of understanding formations, of understanding when they're being chipped, when they're not being chipped. They move them around some. They're not always in the same spot. So those guys, Mack and Irvin, are excellent players that you have to know where they are in every play.
You talked about how professionally Brock took it whenever he got benched and how he dealt with everything. How did you see him, like, handle things and deal with things in the last 2 weeks to stay ready for his opportunities that came again?
Yeah, no, he's done a good job. He's been a pro. He hasn't really changed his routine at all. He's been in here studying like he's a starter. He's in here this morning getting ready. We're presenting him the game plan. We always present it a little bit earlier to the quarterbacks, you know. So, no, he hasn't changed at all. He does a great job of taking care of his body. He works very hard at that. You know, he feels good, I believe, and I think he's ready to go. Just have a good practice week and go out there on Saturday and do the best you can for the team. That's his whole attitude.
Bill, there was a lot of talk, I think, midseason around, you know, calling the right place for Brock, and you kind of joked about that at one point. It became a bit of a story, and he did say post-game after the Titans that he loves, you know, no huddle. I mean, he's up-tempo. He's run that since high school. Is there a middle ground you guys can find to maybe try and get the best out of him running the offense, being your quarterback again?
Yeah, no huddle's an interesting deal. You know, it would take probably a day's worth. Really, it would be an interesting conversation in the offseason because you don't just go no huddle. You know, you have to figure out the best way to start the drive. If you're even wanting to go no huddle, you have to figure out, okay, how can we get off to a good start on this drive so that we can play the next play on the line of scrimmage? Are you going to sub during the no huddle? Are you going to put 11 personnel in for 12 personnel? Are you going to put 10 personnel, you know, 21 per, you know, we have every personnel in the book. So how are you approaching it? Are you going to stay in the same personnel all the way down the field? Is it more like a 2-minute drive? Is it more like, you know, there's three types of tempos. You have the ultra-fast tempo. You've got the huddle-on-the-ball type tempo. I mean, there's so much that goes into that. And so we all notice, you know, we all know that when we've moved the ball, you know, we've been in some type of, you know, good tempo, good pace. And so, you know, look, we're going to work hard on all the different ways that we're going to try to move the ball against Oakland. And that's definitely one of them. I mean, people know that we go no huddle. And our quarterbacks and our receivers like it, our tight ends like it, and we'll just have to see how the game goes.
Bill, yesterday Kubiak retired for health reasons. He was one of four coaches spent time in the hospital this season. You ever think about that? Does it affect the way you go about your job, or are you worried about your assistant coaches?
First of all, on Gary, I just would tell you that we all have a tremendous amount of respect for Gary and his career, both as a player and then obviously as a coach, you know, to go to Denver and win a Super Bowl, I think is it's incredibly hard to do, and you know, he'll go down as one of the best coaches in the NFL. And so I think it's just want to make sure everybody understands how much respect we have for Gary. As far as health, you know, look, I don't know. I'm not sure that our staff obviously is a picture of health. So I'm not really the foremost. You know, I can't really go down the health road with you. You know, I just grabbed a peanut butter and jelly off the – you've seen me do that in the locker room. You know, I grabbed those peanut butter and jellies and on the way to the next meeting, you know. So, you know, I think it's important to try to stay healthy, but I think it's also important to win.
Does Colleen ever say anything to you about it when she sees that
going
on around the league?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, where am I hiding the candy, the M&Ms? The ones that kill you are the road trips when you get on the plane and your seat is loaded with M&Ms and Snickers bar. I blame the flight attendants on the road trips. They're the reason for my unhealthiness. I'm kidding. We love the people we travel with.
So you don't think about it at your age? I
do think about it, John. We get physical, you know, right here with our medical people, we the coaches, we get a very complete physical once a year. I think that's really important. I think that's helped a lot of our guys, regardless of what age they are. I think we're always recommending our guys work out. You know, you see a lot of our coaches in the weight room for 20 minutes trying to get something on the treadmill or whatever they're doing. So I think it's important to be healthy, but I also understand that it's important to win. In the end, winning helps your family too.
Bill, I'm sorry if you addressed this yesterday, but and I know you're a man of no regrets when it comes to play calling, but do you regret at all putting Tom in a quarterback sneak situation in a game that ultimately did not determine a postseason game?
You know, it was a play where we felt like that was the best play to get us the first down. It was a play that involved two plays, and so it was either that or something else, and what they showed us was that, and we took it, and it's football. Injuries occur. No, I do not look on that as I'm not regretful of that play call at all. I just I feel bad for Tom that it happened, but I think in the end you're out there to play football. It's a contact sport and injuries happen. I feel terrible about it, but not regretful about it.